There are stories stretching from Kuprianna to Karluk, weaving in and out of Vaikota, Uganic, and Uyak bays, stopping at canneries, fish camps, lodges, and shipwrecks all along the way. History. It's hyperbole. It's Kodiak's West Side Stories. It's the summer of 1994. Jane Petrich wakes up at her Larsen Bay setnet site called Farside. As she does every morning, she writes her young sons Stevie and David O'Brien a note. A note they would read over their oatmeal breakfast while Jane and her nephew were out on the morning pick. That very note is still at Farside. In it, Jane describes the poor seas and ends up writing that it's a good day for laundry and not for boating. She was correct.
We were picking over on the north end of Amick, and the southwest came up, and we were coming back. I was fishing in an aluminum skiff, but it was a flat bottom lactonin design, and I didn't have a well in the back. It was just a flat transom, and the wind was coming up, and we had a pretty good load, and I was taking on a lot more more spray. Before I knew it, I looked down and the water was over my boots, and then we swamped from the stern down. Yeah, the boat was gone, and I didn't have a chance to get a radio or anything out. I mean, it went down really fast. So Ben got up on the bow, and I was in the water on a tote lid, and I remember, so Benjamin is my oldest brother's son. I remember thinking, oh my God, I killed the oldest nephew. You know, my family was not going to be happy with me because I killed the oldest nephew. That's mostly what I was thinking about. At first, I was just telling Ben, stay there. Whatever you do, stay there. Don't get out of there. No matter what happens, stay there, because I was really close to losing consciousness and letting go. We were just fortunate that Darlene Johnson, she was always keeping an eye on everybody. She saw our spray, and then she didn't see it. So she let out an all call to people that she thought we might be in trouble. It was all white cap out there. They couldn't see us, you know, because it had come up pretty quick. Because I saw skiffs going out. I could see lodge skiffs going out, but they didn't see us. But Joe McCormick and Mary Aga came out in their skiff and found us and pulled us in. I was probably in the water about 45 minutes. And when they got me out, I wasn't conscious. When they got me in the bottom of their skiff, I was unconscious. Ben was okay. We got to Lucky Pier, and they strip you down, and Monica Flinders was crewing with Val. She wrapped in a sleeping bag with me, and Coast Guard came and got me to town. I got in the hospital, and I regained consciousness when I was in the helicopter. I was only in the hospital not too long, because I was able to come back that evening. You know, you live in a bay like this. My skiff was running. It was on my running line when I got home from the hospital. It was on the running line, and it was starting. I went fishing that evening when I got back, but one thing I remember about that is that I knew fear. I could hardly breathe. I was so scared getting in the skiff. But I didn't want my kids to see me scared, so I just tried to operate normally. By the next season, I was okay. But pretty much through the rest of that, through of August, it was very challenging for me to be in the skiff. Pretty amazing.
Thank you, Jane Petrich, for sharing your story with us. And thanks for hosting us in Larsen Bay. This episode is brought to you by North River Air, literally. Thank you, Taj, for flying us to Uyak. Thanks for listening to West Side Stories, a project of the Baranoff Museum, recorded at the studio of Kodiak Public Broadcasting. Thanks to project partners KMXT, the Kodiak Maritime Museum, Kodiak National Wildlife Refuge, and to all who have contributed their own stories. Remember to share your own West Side story via social media using hashtag Kodiak West Side.